This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring a discussion on significance of successful test of ISRO's reusable landing vehicle Pushpak. The participants are Annapurni Subramaniam, Director, Indian Institute of Astrophysics, and Nimish Kapoor, Science Communicator.
The Indian Space Research Organization successfully executed a landing mission for its reusable launch vehicle named Pushpak from the aeronautical test range in Chitradurga, Karnataka on 22nd March 2024. The rocket was launched at approximately 7 a.m. from the runway, marking the RLV's third landing mission. A Chinook helicopter from the Indian Air Force carried Pushpak, a winged vehicle, to an altitude of 4.5 kilometers. The winged vehicle Pushpak autonomously maneuvered through the skies by approaching the runway, making necessary cross-range corrections before coming to a halt with the aid of its brake parachute, landing gear brakes, and nose wheel steering system. This was the second leg of ISRO's reusable launch vehicle autonomous landing mission. According to ISRO, this mission is a part of the agency's effort to develop essential technologies for a fully reusable launch vehicle to enable low-cost access to space. ISRO chairperson S. Somnath highlighted the significance of the Pushpak launch vehicle, describing it as India's bold attempt to make space access more affordable. Somnath explained that the upper stage housing expensive electronics is made reusable, potentially facilitating the refueling of in-orbit satellites or retrieving satellites for refurbishment. Additionally, the initiative aims to minimize space debris. Professor Subramaniam, how do you see the successful flight of the reusable launch vehicle Pushpak, which was part of testing its robotic landing capability in more complex conditions?
This is a very important step, and this is the second step in the three-step process of validating all the requirements for the re-entry process of the reusable launch vehicle technology. So this is named as the RLV-LEX-2. RLV-LEX-01 was tested a year ago in April 2023. And this is the second initiative where they have made improvements on what was there in the first vehicle. And this is the stage where more augmentation of the system is done, and they successfully completed the testing of various systems, as you mentioned, in this particular experiment. It's very important, and it's an important milestone.
There are two basic things in any rocket mission: the rocket and the spacecraft on it. The job of a rocket is to transport the spacecraft into space. After completing its mission, the rocket is usually dropped into the sea. That means it is not reused. For a long time, missions were carried out in this manner all over the world. This is where reusable rockets enter. Explain in simple words, Professor, about the reusable launch vehicle RLV Pushpak, what it is and what the country's space program is going to get from it.
If you look at the rockets, as you rightly said, there are different parts to mission. So this, the first is a rocket which basically lifts off, helps to lift up instrument or the payload and takes it up to the orbit and then puts it in the orbit, and then several things work together to make that instrument work in orbit while it is in motion. Now we are talking about a reusable rocket part. So the stage one would be like where you have solid propellants and things like that, it burns off. So I think this is stage two where they are planning to get some part of it back. I'm not very clear about it, but we have stage three and stage four also. But up to stage four, what happens is you start using them. We have talked about the reusable part of the stage four where the POEM missions are there, where with extra support, some experiments can be carried out in orbit. So we are looking at in-between stages where they actually go up to certain stage and then they are left out there. So either if it is a low Earth orbit, it kind of re-enters and burns off. But again, it is not used. We can't use it. It's like cost factor which adds up, and you know, you can't redeploy or anything like that. So in this experiment, what they're trying to do is that it becomes autonomous and then it can actually come back. So come back and land, and then you can actually reuse entire things which are sitting there. So that is the idea behind this Pushpak experiment.
A reusable launch vehicle RLV Pushpak is one of the most technically challenging projects of ISRO. Its objective is to develop critical technologies for fully reusable launch vehicle, which will ultimately reduce the cost of space missions. So how it is going to reduce the cost of space missions, in what terms?
In future, what will happen is like the number of payload subjects is going to increase, including if once we are successful with the Gaganyaan mission and we have our own international space stations, etc., then we'll need to keep sending things, bringing it some things back, cargo, sending people, bringing things back, etc., right? So if these kind of number of missions keep increasing, then all of these are one-time usages, then the cost builds up, and also every time you have to start from scratch and build all the support system for everything. So the idea is to reduce it so that you can actually reuse the components instead of making everything burn up and destroy it, etc. So that is the most important thing. But having said that, the technology required to bring it back safely and make sure that it does by itself, you know, it's not adding up to be actually how to bring it back. So every time you send something, you have a whole lot of process to bring it back down, etc. So once it is autonomous, then it actually, you trigger that and it comes down and finds its way by itself. So that is an important technology which is required for the future. So development of that technology and making sure that it works, and there are many aspects to it, right? Like as you said, it has to be autonomous, finding its way, finding the runway properly and positioning it properly, and also braking, the speed and the landing gear and the brakes and all that have to be working well, and then it has to steer it through it. So everything has to be done autonomously. So that is the most important part.
Can you explain a little bit about the technology in simple language? Because reusable launch vehicle, RLV Pushpak, as the name suggests, is made reusable by bringing it safely back to Earth. How does reusable launch vehicle technology work?
Basically, you have this which is being lifted up. You can actually send it back. So once it can probably act as jointer to the other stage where you push that stage up, then this particular thing can come down. So coming down also requires a lot of, like, you know, the compared to the first experiment, the second one has strengthened its airframe structure. So when it comes down, go and up and down, the structure has to be, gets heated up. So in layman terms, if you look at it, it's like you're throwing something up in the air and you have to bring it down without breaking.
So Pushpak spacecraft vehicle, which can be reused. The most expensive equipment is at the top. Repatriating this part safely will result in significant savings. In future, this vehicle can also be used to refuel satellites in space or bring them back and repair them. So here it is necessary to understand how it will work to refuel the satellite in orbit. Or very interestingly, and how it will work to bring the satellite back from the orbit.
Just like a cargo, if you have to maintain International Space Station, let's say, you have to keep sending cargo and bring people back, being sent, even their food, you have to keep sending. Even an experiment which you need to load on this International Space Station, you have to send it and bring back the experiment. How will you bring it back down without any problem? So right now, whatever we have done so far, I mean, like taking from baby steps to bigger steps. First thing is, if you want to bring back something, we have not brought back anything from space to begin with. We have only sent things up. Bringing back itself would mean that the vehicle has to come through the atmosphere without getting heated up, burned up, and land safely. So that is point number one. So once you do that, you know how to bring back something, then you can send it up and then bring it back as well. So supplies to the station, including fuel, repairs, people, everything is going to be depending on the re-entry vehicles. And re-entry vehicles have to be launched up and then come back. So reusable, relaunch, all these have to be sustainable.
And space debris is another big challenge across the globe. And India wants to reduce space debris, and Pushpak is also a step in that direction. It is also an important step towards reducing space debris.
Typically, if you look at low Earth orbit, that is a very preferred orbit for everything, including Starlink. So if you look at the number of payloads which is orbiting the Earth in the low Earth orbit between 300 to the lower Earth is extremely important, and up to 600, that's the range. A lot of satellites are there. But also, when you actually put anything in orbit, the last stage basically is there to push it into the orbit, and that gets stuck there for quite some time. So it's not only the satellite which is reaching there, but also the stage of the rocket which pushed the payload or the instrument onto the orbit is also there. So there are now efforts to deorbit it, like, you know, give it a little lower orbit so that it can deorbit and enter the Earth's atmosphere and burn off. So that effort is also being done. Otherwise, it's not only the number of satellites increasing, the last stages of the rocket which is pushing the instrument is also increasing. And once the instruments or the payloads which are done their job is also there. So once you lose tracking of those satellites, then you don't have control on those payloads, right? So they also become debris there. three types of things out there. So it's too crowded. Most important thing is you have to reduce it, but you don't have to further. It's like, you know, you have a littered street. First thing is to do not litter more. Then think of cleaning up.
When America and Russia have stopped, worked on winged space shuttle like this, why is ISRO working on it? Some experts in space technology say that technology of America and Russia was of 20th century, means old technology, and the technology which ISRO is making or using the shuttle is of 21st century. In such a situation, ISRO's shuttle will be more advanced than America, Russia's shuttle.
If you look at the reusable vehicles of even the U.S., the private agencies like Elon Musk firm or Jeff Bezos firm, the Virgin Atlantic, etc., the technology is different. And the way the reusable vehicles look is very different. So it is not that you have one size or one pattern being followed. So here it seems to be different, but there must be some answer to it and some reason for using that. Right now they are looking at this report which says that this particular RLV is dropped from 4.5 kilometers up in the atmosphere and 4 kilometers away from the runway. So it is up and away. So then it finds its, once it is dropped, it autonomously finds its position and then lands on the required runway properly.
Success of this experiment is significant because it is testament to the fact that ISRO revalidated indigenously developed technologies in the sectors of control system, declaration systems, navigation and landing gear, all of which are important to achieve autonomous landing of a vehicle returning from space at a high speed. So we would also like to know for our listeners about the indigenous development about these technologies, if you can explain in easy language.
It's like if you want to drop something very up in space, it's coming very, very fast, okay? You drop something from your hand onto the floor, it lands very fast, isn't it? Similarly, due to gravity, the descent will be very fast. In the descent, it has to do all sorts of these things because immediately the autonomous system has to take control and find out its position and also calculate the electronics and the software over there has to understand where it is. It's like a self-driving car being dropped from space down and finds its way, lands and finds its way. So it's like a self-driving car dropped from up.
Significantly, the wing body and all flight systems used in LV-LEX-01 mission were reused in the RLV-LEX-02 mission, as you already told about this. And after necessary certifications and clearances demonstrating the reuse capability of flight hardware and systems, and the mission was accomplished by the Vikram Sarabhai Space Center, the Liquid Propulsion System Center, and IISU, ISRO's Inertial Systems Unit, with collaboration from various agencies, including the Indian Air Force, ADE, and others. So I would also like to know about the role of these agencies, like Vikram Sarabhai Space Center, Liquid Propulsion System Center, Inertial System Unit of ISRO, what they did and what their role in collaborations.
In general, what happens is, since the RLV has different requirements, like the outer structure has to be firm, the electronics has to start working, the brakes have to work well, the nose wheel steering has to work well, the parachute has to be deployed when for the brake. These subsystems are generally developed at various centers. So when you look at an integrated test vehicle which is being tested, all the stakeholders who have all contributed to the project will be there. And they will monitor their each subsystems, whether it is performing okay, up to the mark, etc., and calibrate it. And the other external agencies, if you look at in Indian Air Force, etc., because the helicopter is being deployed for dropping it, right? So,
right.
And the aeronautical test range system at Chitradurga is what is used here. So, support from other agencies which require these kind of controls and Indian Air Force to have contact with the, you know, helicopter before dropping, etc. So, all these kind of things, so some help from the other agencies will also be sought during these kind of tests. So, this is my understanding.
Thank you, Professor Subramaniam, for your valuable inputs and wonderful discussion on India's winged vehicle Pushpak.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on significance of successful test of ISRO's reusable landing vehicle Pushpak. The participants were Annapurni Subramaniam, Director, Indian Institute of Astrophysics, and Nimish Kapoor, Science Communicator. The program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsgtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.